We will make a quick round, so I will ask two questions. The first one is artificial intelligence. What I have recently seen is that we have frameworks coming up to directly integrate Tickle and Claude, and how do you see that?
I don't have much experience with that kind of stuff yet, but one idea I got before I went here was to ask Claude to re-implement the socket command on top of my new framework, and if that works, the framework can go into the core.
Okay. What was the result?
I haven't tried it yet. I just had the idea. I might try it this evening and fill the empty slot tomorrow if something useful comes up.
Okay, we hear tomorrow. Wolf?
Well, looking from a distance at this topic, it's just a new tool to help the programmer writing code. All that marketing stuff from you just make snip and then you have a really great code base. I don't think this is near future, if this is ever possible. I'm strongly against just automatically integrate such stuff, at least at this point, and I think for quite a while. Everything that comes out of AI has to be observed and controlled and reviewed by capable programmers. From my personal experience, you can get help out of AI or of large language models. AI is the wrong term. But you must know the domain, and you must be able to do it by hand, if you're just typing. Then you will be able to get something out of the helping the large language models. But this is an important point, but I say nothing automatically integrated. Everything that gets in must be reviewed and controlled by you.
Andreas?
And more point, I don't think that the legal issues are really cleared exactly. So this is another important point. We have legally a somewhat clear code base, and we should protect this.
Yeah.
Okay. From a work perspective, I haven't really done much with these large language models, as I told Reinhard. I'm using it, the Copilot stuff, which is part of GitHub, to basically review some of my pull requests I make as part of the DevOps. And in that respect, it is helpful to see what it sees, what I don't have in my mind, like the entirety of what the Kubernetes, various Kubernetes interfaces have regarding calling and result contracts, for example. So it can see errors where does white come from. That said, you have to, as he said, you have to know the domain so that you can also basically follow the argumentation and see, no, this is wrong actually, because it is not using this and that and the other in its deductions. So it can be wrong. I have seen it already being wrong. In the personal stuff, my experiments were actually at least 2 years ago or so, when the models were not that strong, and it was only having it look at my photos basically and ask it, give me 10 keywords describing this picture and work through things. And that is also something important, and for me this was all local basically with what was it called, Llama file, which was basically a single file executable with a processing and the model baked into one thing, because I really want it local and not like the cloud and all the other stuff in the cloud with all the companies. I am not really sure what they are thinking, if they are thinking at all. Or yeah, and also, as you said, yeah, the legal stuff is not really fully fully resolved yet in various ways. Be it the copyright of the things they are scanning to train with, and alternatively, what happens, there are apparently already lawyers and judges who are trying to use it, and then they get completely bogus legal citations and stuff. And I am more of a slow and careful point of view, and what we currently have is, I see still quite a lot of hype. So, concretely, you mentioned that there's a Tickle extension or somebody writing it to integrate Claude into this. If that person needs that and wants to use that, okay with that person. For myself, I would not use such an extension because, as I said, I prefer local stuff. So I would more go Tickle and, let's say, integrate it with llama.cpp to control a local instance and stuff like that.
Great, thank you. So my second and last question is, where do you see Tickle in 2 years? So basically, what is, in your opinion, in 9.2, what should be in there? Sitting right to me is always hard because you cannot think for a long time, but
yeah,
for that you had experts.
Yeah, okay, in that case, let's me and
yeah.
Let me.
Yeah.
The thing is, while I'm on the TCT, I'm finding myself to become quite a member. Pretty much, I was visible maybe on TickleCore a few times in the last year, but most of the stuff has passed me by. So I am actually not sure where things are going with 9.2 and what I should think about that. So I would have to get back more into Tickle to actually answer the question. And that is pretty much on me. And yeah, I have to see where it goes coming here.
Yeah, when I was on my first conference, Andreas presented virtual, what is it, it's a virtual file system.
Most likely you are talking about virtual channels and
yeah, virtual
or stack channels.
Yeah, stack channels. Yeah.
Handbook,
yeah,
most
so
likely that.
Yeah. So that was also way impressive at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we have a community driven by people who do things. We are not in a position to say, okay, we have this or that point and this or that topic. We have to look at that, what people do, and integrate that. So that front started up. I think the graphene stuff Eckhart brought up is a great and important step in the right direction. We had the situation that we laid back from much more earlier years, and we thought we are great in internationalization and in coding stuff, but we wasn't anymore. Most big problems are now closed with 9.0. We have the full Unicode range, but there are other things. Now we already have normalization. The graphene stuff I have closely followed. Looks so far good to me. This is, from my point of view, an important step. I'll see. And then we all wait for the new contributor to stay up and surprise us all with his great new Tickle 9.0, 9.2 feature.
The unknown country.
The unknown country, you know.
Yeah. Which I spoke a bit about bundled packages and so on. What do you see? What is currently a package like the compiler or also TDOM or something or the TCL TLS, do you see that closer to the core, or should that be an extension?
I think the new TP9 features, as discussed just, makes it much easier to distribute applications. I'm, in fact, a programmer who distributes TP9 applications. This is getting easier. There is all the problems discussed with signing, and we need programmer IDs and that stuff. I think the trend is going away that the one that developed, that needs to deploy software, has to do this with his own certificates, with his own stuff. I don't see much gain to put more packages into the core. One exception is maybe Colin's expression stuff, math stuff. This is something I would think could be a good addition. But this would need improvements or enhancements to the bytecode engine. And now there's the question, who does this? So, yeah.
Bernhard?
I can't name any wishes specifically, except for for the stuff that I'm planning to work my own on. Which is the socket stuff. I really need to get out of that procrastination phase and get my hands dirty again.
Okay, we are looking forward to it. Okay, now we have open discussion. I just want to say that we do that for 20 minutes, so then we will just stop because we have to go and we had all enough. So, any questions to our experts?
Okay, so myself, I'm bored of Linux, I'm bored of FreeBSD, I'm interested in Hayaku, which you probably heard of. What would be, from my side of view, encouraged to actually get that language onto other different operating systems? I mean, if you take a legacy of Solaris XYZ, you've got Hayaku, which is based on BIOS, which is a completely different architecture. They are currently backporting FreeBSD type packages. It's just kind of, that is my focus of where I would want to go in 2 years. I want to get off a Unix philosophy, really. It's just kind of what could be done from my side of view as a person who codes in TCL. Granted, I've only been doing it for about 4 years, so totally at rookie level. But going forward, essentially, is like bringing it to another operating system just to kind of widen it open to, again, it is a very niche operating system, but with AI and all of this new technology, is it will come to the point where something will burst open and people will go, oh, I can do it this, because you've already got developers producing their own hobby OS, as they call it. So it's just kind of future-proofing TCL in a sense. But that's just me being cynical and probably paranoid, but yes. I know there is a very backstory between all of these operating systems, like BIOS, for example, Sun, and all of that. It's just kind of, okay, here is the chance. Would AI or LLMs, I personally agree on that one, be the right way forward? Would that be a kind of mentality within the community as TCTs be acceptable, or would it be totally pitchforks? No, you can't do that with the language.
I don't understand what you mean with these AI or large language models, the way to go. What way to go? What do you think? We have a code base. Well, the code base may enhance with new code, with new features. Maybe that code is written by AI or language models or so. But I think layback, there has happened a lot. There's a lot of hype. I think part of that hype will lose the air, will make him poof. Other parts will prove to be more serious. So does support of the programmer while coding maybe, I think, will be important, also. There is no revolution that say, okay, we have to find a way with AI forward. It's just a tool to support programmers, from my point of view.
What I understood from your question is that you are asking on alternate operating systems.
Yeah, bringing it to another operating system.
Yeah.
TCL.
So
which one's Python?
Hayaku. BIOS.
I don't know any of them. My first thought about Quartic is, okay, we have a C code base. Do you have a C compiler? Run the configure script on that thing, run the compiler, and see what comes out of it first. And then see where bugs are which might need fixing or not.
I think we have different take. I think the Tickle Core will be mostly built without fuzz or only with mod adaption on that platforms. What is another story is DK.
I think there was a Cisco board just for the Cisco OS from Tickle. I mean, it shows and it choose more with Tickle there because of rather little stack requirements compared to other languages. They wanted to squeeze it in small machines and they more or less are using like this. And
yeah, the main thing on that part was basically doing if devs to switch off, I believe, the entire file system stuff and so on. After that, it basically compiled okay. If it is what you are talking about, that was done by Active State, and I was part of that Cisco port, making it removing the parts which were irrelevant to the routers they wanted to run on, like for example the file system basically and stuff like that.
I mean, there's always this F5. Router and security environment, all of the TPS. I mean, it's just for having the networking in mind. I think it is a very good choice. I mean, but it's a different story with DK because in the user interface, you should see how much user interface you want in NetBSD, but normally it's not so famous for the UI.
Yeah, with DK, it is the underlying thing is essentially X11, and I believe we have some porting for Mac OS for their Aqua stuff or whatever it is currently called. I am not tracking that one. And the more away you go from, let's say, X11 and what Windows does, this part needs basically another adaption to whatever BOS uses as a graphics layer.
Yeah, they have to.
That one requires more porting, and in that respect, an LLM, you could basically hand it the TK, the graphics stuff, and ask it, here are the definitions for the new API, can you rewrite this code to use that new these other functions? And of course, you will have to test quite a lot that it actually works, not just that it doesn't crash, but also that the visual results are what you expected.
Yeah.
Which I mean, if there's an off by one error, you might not see that pixel, but others might say, bad thing.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It was just kind of using LLMs as the way. The future Spark, using that to kind of backport, just say TCL a language onto another operating system that's a completely different architecture. Would that be okay? You could see it as an unofficial release of TCL, but would that be grudged against, or just kind of, I guess, is
if there is someone who does the work, it will be considered.
Right.
I would say,
and
the
CCT maintaining it afterwards, I think it's.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the LLMs are good for getting code in the first place. It's not so clear what it means for maintaining the code.
Okay.
Maybe it's also not so bad as I'm afraid of, but it's something which is should be clear who will be responsible for a certain time.
Right, it's really me, isn't it?
I, vicious.
Yeah, okay.
I'm mainly from server side, so no graphic material.
Yeah.
What Gustav presented in Axel, the post-quantum crypto stuff.
Yeah.
More crypto. I think that should come closer to the corporations.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the interpreter. The interpreter is already very heavy.
Yeah.
But we should that have, because this is the article is already years behind. You have an extra module which you can load if it's available, or you have to compile it. So, but this encryption in a very wide range today is what you simply need to work out of the box. That would be one thing. The next thing, JSON. We have this web world, so JSON is kind of obligatory. So that we have several implementations, they are all not kind of tracked by the release process. And if you want to build a product which stands against industry, then you need this just built in, more or less. And on the graphical side, something came to my mind, is Wayland.
Wayland.
I don't use it, I don't know very much, but I know that there is already a growing market share of systems which are using it. I have one system, and if you start up and tickle a TK application, and you get kind of an old big smart in the icon, so it's kind of, it looks old. I don't know what the catch is, but this is maybe something what would be needed for the future.
Did you test the recent Tickle TLS package?
So
do you think it is okay? It is up to date?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm still. I've been waiting to have. Debian Tickle 9 packages by default, and this is only this 30 now. So we are slower, 1 year, 2 years behind at least the releases.
PlayStation 6 or
something. My assistants cannot use it.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Ian.
A couple of years ago, FlightAware presented Telltale as a way to combine DCL and Python. Would that be something that we want to embrace more? I mean, Python is one of the languages which is widely used, and Tickle plays a small role in it. It has some interesting features, and vice versa, I think. I haven't been able to do anything much with Telltale, but I don't know the status at the moment. So would it be an idea to revive that? Maybe more visible in the it's a way to call Python from Tickle and from Tickle from Python.
Yeah, I don't know also what is the relation to TK Intel, which also has possibility at least to call Tickle from Python, not the other way around. Yeah, but I knew that it was also highly optimized and very efficient. Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple of issues depending also on the Python implementation in terms of concurrency and threads. I mean, this is something which can be addressed, of course. You can put a mutex around this, and probably this is sufficient for, let's say, many applications. But I mean, it's also possible to use something like the CGI interfaces, like FCGI, where you have a socket, and you simply talk to the socket, and send Python commands and get it back, and then you can spawn as many of Python's commands you want to have it, and I think it's very easy to do with Tickle. But it doesn't mean that it has to be integrated in the Tickle core. I think it would be a rather small Tickle package you can require to have an interface and manage the error states or whatever in terms of how to do this. And I mean, I think also Stefan has made some work with this Jupyter stuff, for example, where you have the so-called kernels and you can have multi-purpose kernels, and there's also an implementation for whatever Navi server having multiple kernels, and it means it keeps a state and multiple clients can talk to one state or another state, you have named states. I mean, you can do many of the things actually with moderate programming effort in Tickle, but maybe the message is we do not have good documentation how to do this, we have not examples for this, and so on.
Yeah, well, that's also something I was thinking of. More applications like that we can show that Tickle is something useful to the outside world.
Yeah, it's a glue language also for other languages. I mean,
yeah.
Just have this theme of the Tickle is a glue language, but also the glue language for whatever, JavaScript and other, let's say, favorite languages where they have packages already available and to integrate this intra-language, new language.
Andreas?
Another little topic. On a previous slide, we had TigreX and named, remembered me of that. TigreX is like a mixture, or it has a big replacement for what is now Dict. It has these paired lists, which probably no one cares about at this moment. But it also has some Unix, POSIX extensions like file locking and something. And exactly file locking is what I fairly recently needed it for. So, well, I added it to the package requires. I had to compile it for the target platform. And all I needed of it was flog. The question is there a chance that the feature flog might be somehow, I don't really know if there is a Windows equivalent to the flog, and then I assume that there will be a Mac equivalent, but if there is equivalent on all major platforms, then it might make sense to put flog, a locking feature for files, into the core.
Well, even if it is available only on one platform,
it might already, but often it is only if it's on all platforms, then we put in core. That's often
For example, on the Mac platform, they have made this investigation stuff where you can observe variables from the outside. So they have that included. So that's, that was also around 15, 20 years ago in Geneva, there was a Tickle conference at this time, I think it was in Geneva, and this Mac guy, he has presented this stuff, and wow, and it's only on one platform. If someone's active and he does it, and yes, and it will just happen. So that's how it goes. That's also, when we ask what will be in Tickle 9.2, we don't know. If someone has an idea and he pushes it and so on, then it will happen, probably. Or perhaps not, but mostly yes.
From a user perspective, on Windows, sometimes files are locked and they cannot close an application, so there has to be something. The problem I have sometimes on Windows is I cannot find out which process locks this file.
Yeah.
But there must be something like that.
It happens quite a lot if you have a USB stick.
Maybe, yeah.
And then you close everything which never touched that thing and still it doesn't close off.
So there must be something like that.
So I think I get the feeling that there is quite a positive feeling about getting some file locking.
But I think just putting through the X functionality and say, what about this and this and this function, we could use it, I think would be a great first step.
I just wanted to get the feeling, and I think the vibes are not that bad. Not bad, so maybe I will prepare some suggestions.
There is already a split out of TickleX for signal handling.
Signal handling is now
A lot. Maybe I don't believe that maintaining TickleX makes sense. It would make sense to pull out the stuff which is not yet in the new TickleX.
because
okay, great. So I will say the last words. So
there's one question from the chat.
Yeah, please. Please hear.
Still paying attention.
Sorry.
That the question is: are there any plans in TCT or in ongoing discussion to officially distribute Tico directly?
Yeah.
TCT signed, if you want. Distributions, binary distributions, not rely on third parties.
Yeah. So I'm not aware of any.
I don't see it.
Can I also add something small? I mean, there's a big movement about this, the software supply chain, and to have something like a reproducible core where you get it, because it's many of the newer packages, Python or JavaScript, they depend on so many small packages that if somebody smuggles in into this huge amount of packages some bad code, whatever bad means, malicious or broken, what is the consequence there for the whole system? And therefore, you want to have a traceable path, and you want to say, I want to know which version is coming out there, and if something new is coming out there, I want to know what's happening there. Having something like an inventory list of things which made it up, I mean, for packages, it would be certainly some add-on feature helping to track back the exact version of this package and sources and whatever, how it was self-compiled or from a certified vendor or whatever, would be certainly, I think, a value, especially for the commercial world, which is really getting aware of this problem and having problems there with things like whatever JavaScript and Python, both of them. And if we have a solution which is better than this, it's for them really one reason for deeply considering using Tickle for more applications.
So mean the same thing at the state.
Yeah.
So, but I don't see, at the moment, I don't see any solution. So we have some people packing stuff together.
At least regarding different Linux distributions, SUSE might have something to offer.
Yeah.
Which is the open build service, which is being used to build all SUSE stuff, but it's also capable of compiling or building packages for other Linux distributions, such as Debian and Red Hat. And for example, upstream OpenVPN builds and distributes all their official binary packages for different Linux vendors through the open build service at SUSE. So that was something I wanted to talk with you about anyway. If that might be something
for
Navi server.
Sure. So sounds great,
yeah.
I mean, I haven't currently a SUSE build, but it's just on the CI, it's running there from various Linux versions and also FreeBSD, OpenBSD, whatever. Over the same can run on the GitHub also virtual machines, and in these virtual machines you can load different operations. And I think probably also SUSE can be run there, but maybe you have experience how running on the CI actually SUSE content, then it would also would be a win-win situation.
Yeah, I have also experience with that, so Reinhard helped me with the Rivet module, and what was a positive surprise to me was that it got more visible. So the OBS system is visible, way visible, especially in the Linux community, and I got more folks in providing patches by this way.
I mean, currently patches coming in is something bad sign because there are bots or AIs producing many bug reports. And just last week I got, I think, four of them, which were really
But those patches were from, well, it was the Apache, the Apache community saw it and they gave, especially they improved the testing. So it was, and that was really, really good. Okay, so thank you all. So our baby Tickle is growing and we're all working on that. So I want to thank everybody making it improve and helping. I want to invite also everybody to look to the community and help on the community side, so that's also always appreciated. And to to make it great. So thank you all. I'm very happy to be a member of the group.
One last thing, in reverse, for those who code TCL for me, again, 5 years rookie, what could I do to promote it outwards? I mean, I try to implement it in all places possible. I've got my CEO who's going to fire me in September for building a Pixie server in TCL. But it's kind of, I'm happy to use it wherever I can. It's just kind of to boost it up, because there is that history, there's now this history, and there is a gap in between which there will be singularity if you wanted to go on the Silicon Valley buzzword. But it's just kind of from the TCL into the community, what would benefit yourselves?
Yeah.
Well, single thing, right? The killer app.
Okay, I'll do a presentation tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's done. I've got the long part and it's done. You'll see it tomorrow, trust me.
Hey!
Yeah.
It's already fulfilled.
Yeah.
What I also want to answer is we can discuss that in the evening. It's a long discussion, and we always have that discussion, of course. Today we have less time, but it is not only in getting new people, it's also in keeping the people we already have, keeping them happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also an aim, for example, now C11, so the set point, we will lose some people with that action. So Christian Werner, for example, is very unhappy about that, and where to go, and it's always future, it's always a balance. But first of all, we have to accept that we are all technical and mostly volunteer people. Yeah. So the number of people who are here sent by the company are not so many. And we have also a lot of people which had before a full-time tickle job, and now they are here more by private people, because the tickle job is gone. Yeah, so that's also a situation we are facing, and it is as it is. But well, Tickle 9.1 is great. It's a great tool, and it's getting better, and that's something, really achieved.